lucky enough to be joined by, well, from the Seven Network, the swimming commentator, and of course, he's the Lord Mayor of Perth, Basil Zemplis, joining us. Morning, Basil. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, terrific to be with you, and we're right in the thick of it, that's for sure. We've got a big day of racing ahead of us at the pool, so it is particularly exciting.
And just for yourself, broadcasting an Olympics remotely, how unique has this been for you?
Yeah, it's a bit unusual. I've done a World Championships like this with Thorpey and with Liesl Jones. Typically, we've been at the pool, and mainly with Gian Rooney. She wasn't able to get in to Victoria, where we're broadcasting from, where our remote broadcast centre is, because of the COVID restrictions out of New South Wales. So, look, everything in this year, everything in this build-up for these Olympics has been different, clearly for the athletes, clearly for the hosts, and for the broadcasters, no different. But like with the athletes themselves, you've got to make the best of the situation. And and so we find ourselves broadcasting remotely. It can be done. We know that many of us involved in sports broadcasting have done it in the past with other sports. Not quite the same as being there, but it's very exciting nonetheless.
Basil, we've got high expectation with our swimmers. There's no doubt about it, and that's been over a long period of time. But I've got to say, so far, they've been unreal.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. And the women's 4x100 freestyle relay. I mean, if you were going to bank an event from the swimming before the games, that you absolutely roll gold guaranteed, that would be the one.
Yeah.
Although, except in relays, you just never know what might happen with the changes. So we're always a touch nervous around those, but they were commanding yesterday. And for Kate Campbell to be in all three of them, in London and then in Rio, and now 5 years later in Tokyo, that's three gold medals for her in the same event. Only Andrew Hoy and Dawn Fraser have done that previously. So she's in rare company there. And the team themselves, just to keep breaking their world record, absolutely brilliant. A silver medal in the men's and a bronze medal in the men's. So brilliant results. And then today, it's probably the one we've all been waiting for. And you try not to build these things up too much, because the really big events, they just build themselves up on their own. And I think this one, Ariane Titmus versus Katie Ledecky in the women's 400 freestyle, it's so true of this event. Arnie beat Katie at the World Championships in 2019, her first loss at senior competition, Ledecky. And so the table's been laid, the cutlery's set. We just watch them go to work now. And who knows what's going to happen. One thing we do know, it's going to be very close.
Basil, obviously when you're doing your homework for the swims, you're predicting who's going to make the final and all that type of stuff. And, you know, when we get to see the best against the best, does it always turn out the way you're expecting? And how does this 400-metre free between these two girls, what happens? Does Ledecky lead? Yeah. Does Titmus lead? How does it unfold, do you think?
Yeah, really interesting. Firstly, there's a lot of quality swimming publications. There's two or three that are considered the Bibles, if you like, worldwide. And they, both of them, write exhausting previews for the finals in the weeks leading up. And it's interesting, I had a look back at their night one finals preview, or day one finals preview. I reckon they got one of them right. And they follow swimming in and out, up and down, backwards and sideways, all year round, every year. And that shows what happens at the Olympic competition. And I think the other variable here is the limited preparations or the different preparations where there wasn't that same exposure against other nations and other swimmers because of the preps. But having said all of that, one thing we know from Ledecky and Titmus's heat times is they're on, they're sharp. There's no illness or injury with either of them. I think Ledecky will want to be clear of Titmus with 50 to swim. And by clear, I probably mean a body length or even a little bit more. I think if you're watching today, and we hope all of Australia is after 11:30, that's Eastern, if Ledecky is less than a body length in front on the last 50, I don't think there's any doubt that Arnie is the better sprinter. And she's better over the shorter distance of 200, where they might also meet. If she's within a body length, she's an excellent chance to motor her down and win. So that's what I'd be looking for.
Yeah.
And I reckon from Ledecky's strategy, she'll try and take it out. Try and break Arnie. Not break her, because she's unbreakable in a sense. But just try and put enough of a gap there that she can't be caught.
Now, Emma McKeon, her final in the women's 100 fly is at 11:30 this morning on 7. And, well, the Chinese girl is probably the favourite. How much of an upset would it be? We know that Emma McKeon's a star, but how big an ask is this for her in the 100 fly?
I know she can do it. There's no doubt. I mean, if she's going to break through for an individual gold medal, it may well be this one. She's got two already, relay gold last night or yesterday, and relay gold 5 years ago in the 4x1. This is her chance now to become an individual gold medalist. Not that many get to do that. And lane three, alongside the Chinese swimmer Zhang Yufei, who is the number two ranked this season, McKeon, first 50 is where she wins this, not the back 50. She was just a little sluggish in her heat, and that's a bit surprising because she's normally so well put together her race. The other one, Sarah Sjöström, she's the defending champion from Sweden and the world record holder. She's been injured but came back spectacularly in the semis and the prelims. So, look, there's four or five that can win it. One of them most definitely is Emma McKeon. She's a huge chance to break through here. As she was sixth in the final 5 years ago, she can certainly get on the podium. She could win the gold medal.
Basil, is there anyone that's really stood out for you in regard? I always love, when I watch the Olympics and major sporting events, watching the athlete deal with the pressure. Is there anyone that stood out for you where you've seen and you're watching going, you know what, this guy or this young lady or whatever, they are ready. There's expectation, but they are ready to do what the world wants them to do.
Well, I'll tell you who we saw at Clarkie last night, which was really interesting, was Kyle Chalmers. He's the defending champion in the 100 freestyle. Yep. And he didn't have to swim that heat last night, but he wanted to swim the heat because he wanted to get in the water at the Olympic Games. His program builds as we go on through the 8 and 9 days. But that was really significant. And then he went into the water a fair distance behind the Americans who were in front of him and really did gobble them up. Now, it was only a heat. He didn't win it, but he closed the gap significantly. He just loves racing. He loves the competition. He doesn't feel overawed by it. He loves this environment. So Kyle Chalmers, from an Australian point of view, is certainly one of them. And then I think we find out today, out of Ledecky and Titmus, who best can handle this absolute intense microscopic pressure of the Olympic Games. There are lots of races where people are expected to win or expected to do well or have done well previously. That's almost every event at the Olympics in the finals. But there's not many that absolutely pit one against the other. And almost a four-year cycle, from the time that Ariane Titmus emerged in 2016 at the end, after the Rio Olympics, she wasn't at Rio, but emerged at the end of that year. She's been part of the Australian team ever since. It's been clear that everything in the 400 freestyle for women has been building to this day. And this day has come. So who handles the pressure the best? Who gets the job done? It's a fascinating question in about 2 hours, because I reckon then we'll really know the answer out of those two greats.
And do we get a medal in the 4x100 metre freestyle relay?
Certainly a chance. The boys swam really well, and Kyle will be back out there again. I mean, if Kyle gets in the water with anything less than a body length and a half, he's just incredible. The great swimmer against him, though, for the Americans who will be anchoring, is Caleb Dressel. And when Michael Phelps retired, everybody was sort of scratching and asking the question, where's the next male superstar swimmer? And then at the very next World Championships, a year after Rio, Caleb Dressel emerged. He is that bona fide role gold star. More of a sprinter than Phelps, slightly more of the shorter distances than the longer distances, but he can swim. So look for that one today. Dressel will likely have the lead. Chalmers will probably have too big a gap to be able to catch. But it'll give us a bit of an idea of what we can expect in the 100 freestyle, where they'll go head-to-head for an individual gold medal. The Aussies can medal for sure. A bronze or silver would be brilliant. Gold would be out of this world, but they'll be looking for a medal, no doubt.
Well, Basil, we'll be tuning into 7 with great anticipation this morning, Eastern. Just before you go, sport or politics, or is it the same thing?
Don't dare say it's the same thing, Basil.
This is a very nice relief from the other. They're the same, they're different, they're both beautiful, they've got their intricacies. One thing that they do have in common is there's pressure at the top, that's for sure. You want to get it right. You want to do the right thing. And today, though, I've got a beautiful armchair alongside Liesl Jones and Ian Thorpe and McKeon, Titmus and the Australian 4x1. These are as big a days as you get commentating, and I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Great. Thank you so much. Basil Zemplis there from the Seven Network.